Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about when crises meet opportunity. The guest today is Katie Law Goodwin, and I'm so excited to talk to her today about her book. But she's going to share not only about her book, but all of the opportunities that she is making available to the general public. So let's get started. Good morning, Katie. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, I am so happy that I have had the opportunity to talk to you on my radio show, which of course gives us such great length to be able to really dive deep. But we have a shorter podcast here, so I want to jump right into it. So you provide not only a book, but you also have events that you offer throughout the year. So I want to be able to touch on a little bit of all of that, if that's okay with you. Starting
Absolutely.
With your book, can you tell us, remind us, what is the title of your book? Where can you get a copy? And what was it like writing this book?
Well, the name of the book is First Kill All the Lawyers in Pro Per. And I wrote the book because it wrote me sort of. I had to channel this event that happened when my life got turned upside down suddenly in the about 16 years ago when my husband, who I adored, divorced me. He just all of a sudden had been planning this thing, and I lost all my money. I lost my home. I lost my property prestige. My place in society I thought I had, which I didn't. And my daughter was very sick with a cancer, and it just became a different life. And suddenly I was thrust into taking care of things that I never had taken care of. I was a single mom, and I was doing things. I became my own lawyer because he took all the money, and I mean all the money. So I was not only rebuilding my business, which is as a spiritual counselor, psychotherapist, I was in court with a lawyer. Divorce.
Yeah.
It was very amazing what one can do. So I learned about myself. Yeah, that's what happened. So
you know,
I wrote a book about it.
Absolutely, because, you know, they do say, statistically speaking, that divorce is hardest on women, and I think that because women have made so many strides forward and we've shattered so many glass ceilings, I don't think that people think about it as much as they should, but that it does have an effect on us financially, spiritually, you know, physically, and it just, you know, all around. But I'm so glad that you shared your experience and you didn't allow for what other people thought to affect you enough that you kept it to yourself. So I'm so glad that you shared that. Now, you in sharing, you were kind of rehashing it all. You were having to go back in that moment of time, think about it, and then write what you chose to write. How did you feel about that?
Oh.
How did you choose which moments to share and which ones to cut?
Because I really believe that there's, when I look back, there's no way that I could, that the me that was the I, that is the person talking to you now, did that, because it was horribly painful. But luckily, I'm funny. I've done humor all my life. I was on stage years ago in New York. So I made it funny, and I just wrote about it because I got through it with humor, coffee, and Tylenol. And that's what I get through everything with. And it just became this really funny book, which, you know, is ironic and sad. And also, God, that happened. So the first part is about that, and of course the publisher said pseudonyms, and I used different names,
right.
By the way, you can get the book at most booksellers, and you can get it on Amazon, but then the second part is all the legal forms, which are quite accurate. The book took 8 years to write. I worked hard on it because it had to be accurate, and it had to be right so that you can get a divorce, and you can go to your state, and maybe the forms are different in California, but the protocol is the same, where you have a summons, a petition, a you know, a this and a that, and a settlement this. And then the third part is really, I think, a wonderful part, because that's where I describe the self-care that was needed where, you know, you may not be, you won't be able to afford manicures and pedicures, but here's how you can do this at home and how you can do an Ubongo where you put sesame oil all over yourself. You stink like hell, but you put that on your body and you go to sleep and you're all nice and silky the next day for God knows what. And it's really good. And it's also about family systems and about, and I have a training in Chinese medicine and shiatsu and things like that. So you can, how you can do your own pressure points to get yourself through this pain and horror. But mostly it's the spiritual examination of the energetic play of opposites, because it's an unparalleled opportunity to examine this. There has to be a reason for this. This is too awful. This is too awful. So if you're lucky enough to have that ability, then go for it. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I just love that you have taken an holistic approach to it as well, because we need our support team. You know, we need our gal pals around us to help us get through, but mm-hmm. we also need kind of that personal time, that self-reflection mm-hmm. to make sure that we can. Let me put it this way. When I'm dealing with my clients, one of the things I tell them is only take responsibility for the portion that is yours. You know, we cannot
Perfect.
Take responsibility for someone else's part in this. So look at that. Now, speaking of personal responsibilities and being holistic, I love that mm-hmm. you were able to, you know, parlay this into something that not only helps you, but is helping the masses on a very large scale as well.
Mm-hmm.
You on your website, Southern Thought Spirituality, and I love that. can you tell us a little bit about that? What do you offer or provide there?
I provide all my enormous qualities and talents. I offer a lot of things. I offer workshops, but, you know, because of COVID, I haven't been able to teach any this year for like the last 9 months. But I do offer one-on-ones on Zoom. So I offer a lot of different things. Mostly, I think what I'm really good at, and I know what I'm good at, is to take like if you come to me and let's say, I mean, I'm trained as, you know, very clinically in psychotherapy, but I also have, you know, like you, I'm an ordained minister, and I just have life experience, because, you know, if it's happened to, in this world, it's happened to me. Wah, 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 yay, yay, yay. So I synthesize things, and people come and they have, let's say they have all these aches and pains, but I just find that it's a body mind. So if there's an unexplained illness, I'll just go for it. I'm not scared anymore of being reported or anything. It's happened so many times, I don't care anymore. So God, I can't believe I just said that, but I did. But I'll just say, well, maybe this somatic illness reflects something deeper, emotional. Let's see if we can find it, and we'll talk. And it almost is always true that jaw ache or that lump somewhere is related to some repressed something that is usually
Absolutely.
Found. And it all resolves. And it all resolves with talk. And, you know, sometimes I put people on my table, and sometimes I also have, you know, I love the energy work I have from Donna Eden. I love it. I took to that so quickly. And I get that. And I know I get meridians and chakras, and I can put people on my table, not so much during COVID, but I offer so many different things, energy work and the work of Byron Katie, and I do A Course in Miracles, and but mostly I just talk to people, and I just guess I'm blessed with intuition, and people call it psychic stuff, but I think it's just intuition. So if you're going to talk to me, I'm going to get you, and I'm going to help you, I hope, and just take a chance and say, well, try this, and usually it's pretty spot on. So counseling, I guess, mostly. But it's to help people, and I do charge. I mean, I, you know, make a living. So my price list is there, and my articles are there, and my case studies are there, and my testimonials are there, and my all my pictures are there, because I do love looking at myself. I'm an admitted narcissist. Oh, yeah. And I really mean it. I come from this stage, honey. And I make these videos.
No,
they're so clunky.
I totally understand.
So I'm so glad you do.
I do. No, really. And I told people, I said, you know, if you love the arts, in any way, shape, or form. But if you have had the opportunity to be up on stage and that little, the theater bug, you know, the stage bug bit you, and heaven forbid if it bit you as a small child, absolutely. I definitely understand. And it doesn't matter, in how you perform a particular art, be it that, you know, it's the spoken word or you sing or you play an instrument or you're an orator. It does not matter. Once you get up there, that you get that energy. You know, you feed off of that energy, and in turn, you're able to give your audience that much more energy. But I think that that's one of the reasons why folks love us, is because we give them the energy that they give back. We give back to them the energy that they give us. So I definitely understand. I think it's a part of our personalities on purpose, so that we can give that to others. You know, it's like that's our superpower.
Yeah, and just talking to you, I get so excited, and I can match your energy, and you're so enthusiastic, and, you know, it's really early in the morning here, and I talk to you, and I'm getting like, I don't need a cup of coffee. I don't need a cup of coffee anymore. I'm talking to her.
You don't need coffee, right?
Because you're so energetic and inspirational, and I was going to go slip into the kitchen and get some coffee, but, nah, I don't need it.
I can get it after and sustain it. Right. I love it. Now let me ask you this. And the reason why I asked about that part of your life, because one, I really love that you do that, because I think that more people need to tap into that holistic side of themselves and understand that we are more than just, you know, this body walking around Earth, that we are these energy beings, and we need to express ourselves totally and completely. Now, when you were going through your divorce, did you have someone like you in your life at that time? Were you able to utilize these modalities that you offer to others? Were you aware of them then? If so, were you able to use them, or do you wish that you had had a you in your life then?
Oh, gosh, I wish I'd had a me. I always wish I'd had a me. I always wish I had a me, but no, I didn't. And I did talk. I have the most wonderful dad. I mean, he died about 8 years ago, but I did call him every day when I was in court and do a debrief, because he didn't judge me. He just listened, and he suddenly went, oh, darling. And that helped me, just to have somebody listen to the insanity. The end, I had to say, and then I got my tuna melt, and I got it through another day, because I'd go up to the sixth floor of the Los Angeles Superior Courthouse and get my tuna melt, and then I'd finish the call. I had to tell somebody, and, you know, there, I got to tell you, I was teaching these courses at night in my home, and these study groups, and people would yell down the hall, "Good night, Eli," because I never told anybody I was getting a divorce. I couldn't start, because if I started, I would fall into the weeping hole and I wouldn't be able to get out.
Yeah.
I couldn't. My life is going so fast, and I was being attacked on so many levels. You see, I look back and I just almost want to get really theological about it. So many things were happening. I was 54 before I knew people betrayed people. I didn't know about things that people did that stuff. And I was being attacked. Go ahead.
I hate to cut you off. We have about 30 seconds left. But I just wanted to wrap up and say, you know what? Shout out to all the girl dads out there, because you guys are amazing. You really, your love is so important to us, and you really and truly do help us. We have 30 seconds, and I want to give you an opportunity to tell us one more time, name of your book. Where can we get a copy?
Right. The book is called First Kill All the Lawyers in Pro Per. My name is Katie Law Goodwin, and you can get the book at booksellers, at Barnes & Noble, and on Amazon. And it is really good.
I love it. And don't forget to visit her at southernfriedspirituality.com. Thanks, everybody. We love you all, and positive energy coming your way. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.